AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Supreme Court ruling could boost the acceptability of some religious practices in public school settings. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The High Court has ruled 6-3 in favor of a Washington State high school football coach who sought to pray on the field after games. The court's conservative majority says the First Amendment protected Joseph Kennedy, who was put on paid leave at Bremerton High School after defying repeated requests to stop kneeling and praying on the field. The case forced the justices to wrestle with balancing the religious and free speech rights of teachers and coaches, with the rights of students not to feel pressured into taking part in religious practices. The court's three liberals say the ruling sets us further down a perilous path in forcing states to entangle themselves with religion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court made it easier for some prison inmates to seek shorter sentences under a bipartisan 2018 federal law aimed at reducing racial disparities in prison terms for cocaine crimes. NATO allies will decide at a summit to increase the strength of their rapid reaction force nearly eightfold to 300,000 troops. NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg says it's because of Russia.
Our new concept will guide us in an era of strategic competition. I expect it will make clear that allies consider Russia as the most significant and direct threat to our security.
The boat of a North Carolina man missing for 7 months washed ashore on the other side of the Atlantic in the Azores Islands. Joseph Johnson has not been found. Mohammed Noor, a former Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed an unarmed woman who called 911 to report a possible sexual assault behind her home, was released from prison on parole. This is AP News. A Russian airstrike on a Ukrainian mall killed at least two people.
Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared killed or injured after a Russian rocket strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he fears that the number of victims are unimaginable, citing reports that more than 1,000 citizens were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stresses the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Salah Abdeslam, the only surviving suspected member of the Islamic State attack team that terrorized Paris in 2015, pleaded for leniency during his final appearance in court, acknowledging he had made mistakes, but declaring he's not a murderer. He's on trial with 19 other men on suspicion of playing critical roles in the massacre in a Paris music hall, cafes, and at the National Stadium. Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.